been very helpful, and it's just it just, I think, makes you even more humble when you've got those folks knowing that they feel good enough to support you. It's a responsibility to earn it.
Today you were here at the Washoe County Republican Women's Luncheon, and we clearly see the sport today. And I hope you're happy here. And of course, we're in a beautiful place here in Entline Village.
Yeah, it's always nice to come up and see this group and be at the lake, even though you grew up 20 minutes away on the other side of the hill. It's still always a special place and great folks, great supporters of the Republican cause.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, gosh, you were only 1% ahead, the poll said, and then the numbers seem to grow, and in Ralston even gives you a low double-digit lead. So what do you think about that? I think you're not a poll-following guy, but you must still be somewhat encouraged.
I hope after they count the votes tonight that the polls are right.
I do, too. Your number one task, I suspect, will be jobs for Nevada.
Yeah, there's a bunch to do in Nevada and in the country in general, and that's everything from getting our federal land use agency folks more involved and more timely involved in making that part of our whole matrix for the economy here in the state, and then the whole regulatory onslaught that's been going on for the past couple of years needs to be addressed and arrested. I mean, nobody's for irresponsibility, but this has become one of the biggest hindrances to the private sector wanting to step out and move out and create and expand and do all that other sort of stuff. So there's a lot of work to be done in the regulatory sector also, as well as the land use stuff here in Nevada, and then finally just the whole financial services of financial institutions in terms of the federal government and that interplay and getting those folks to free up some of their resources, but in a way where they know what's expected of them instead of changing the rules every week. Kind of gets back to that regulatory thing.
Well, isn't the plan, according to Obama, we'll take a lot of taxpayer money and we'll create those jobs?
You know what? The problem with the phrase a government jobs program is that means the government has to have money to do a jobs program, which means you get it from the private sector, which means the private sector continues to suffer in the present economic circumstances. The sort of jobs we need to create are ones that are created by the private sector when they feel comfortable enough that the federal government's not going to be in there hindering their efforts or changing the rules.
I think the role of the government ought to be mostly to get out of the way and create an environment in which the small employers can thrive.
You know, Ronald Reagan proved it when, and in this campaign cycle too, an interesting thing that I tell people, I haven't had a single person tell me the problem is the federal government's too small. So I think we need to, and in respect to the other folks, they've tried it their way for 2 or 3 years. It's not working. We need to stop doing it that way. So more of what we've been trying to do that is not working seems to me to be counterintuitive.
Now, during the debate last night, that was reaffirmed that we just need the government mostly to get out of the way and let the private sector create those jobs. And that's probably with lower taxes and less regulatory consequences and so forth.
Yep. And you know what the irony of the whole thing is when the private sector grows, tax revenues grow. Because there's more people working, there's more people creating transactions that create taxes. So you don't have to raise taxes. It's like for every point that GDP grows, you get about a half a trillion to $750 billion in new revenue. So that's part of the answer. You have to cut spending and let the private sector start growing again. And you know what? Things will get turned around. The debt will start coming down. The solution, I sincerely believe, is private sector activity and not federal government programs.
Yeah, I agree.
I never do that.
Yeah.
You're alone. Never happened to me.
Yeah. I don't understand why the government doesn't understand that during Reagan, during JFK and other times, when they lowered taxes, the government revenues increased. They just don't seem to get that.
You know what? I think we're at a philosophical divide with those who think that the answer is the government, and that's the fountain from which all resources flow. And the problem with that is for resources to flow out of that, you have to move them out of the private sector. And we've proved over the last few years that that's disaster for the economy in a country like ours.
Now, you may not know the answer to the question, but I know you have your priorities and you talked about some of them today on the platform. Will you get to go after those the way you want when you get in D.C., or is the agenda driven by the leadership?
Well, you know what? There's several agendas. I mean, obviously, you're going to be doing legislative work, but I see a great opportunity for you to go administratively, sit down with these folks and say, listen, we're not going to have a hearing. I'm not going to introduce legislation. I want you to execute within the rules of you have that you have already in terms of your land use policies, your real estate sales policies, your permitting policies. So I plan, if given the opportunity, to go do a lot of work that is not behind the scenes, but it's not on the floor of the House of Representatives. It's talking with those folks, whether it's district managers and their staffs here in Nevada, the state office for BLM, or at the Department of the Interior level, to where it's like, hey, let's sit down and figure out why this isn't working. And you know what? If it doesn't work, then fine. You've always got those other more formal oversight things to do. But I don't think we have, ideally, we don't have the time for all those that formality. It's like, hey, tell me why you're not complying with your own regs. And if there's a good reason, then let's figure out how to help you fix it. And if there's not, then we expect you to comply with your own regs. So that's what I'm looking forward to the opportunity to do if things go well tonight.
I haven't asked you before, but I was with the Tea Party when they were on their way across the country, and I interviewed them, and a great bunch of committed people. The big names didn't join them there in Sparks, but they have along the way. And I saw the debate last night. In our debt ceiling increase, I think we've increased it 71 times since the bill was originally passed, and I think it's probably always been done without much discussion at all. I think the Tea Party brought the whole issue to the national discussion. What do you think about the Tea Party and the caucus in the House?
Well, I'll tell you what. I really like their math. They're dead on the fiscal stuff. I mean, that's what most people have been paying attention to and what they're most well known for at this point in time. They're starting to shift a little bit more towards the regulatory stuff, which is good. But I got to tell you, you can't argue with their math for a split second. Their math is excellent, and I agree with it.
Well, good. Well, we wish you the most of best of luck. In a few hours, we'll have our new Nevada congressman, and we'll look forward to seeing that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Nevada co-host for Nevada Matters, Steve Aussie with Mark Amadei. Hey, he did good. I thought he did good. It was a good interview. All right, when we come back, the Ladies of Laughter are performing at the Pioneer Underground tonight. Susan Rice is here, and we're going to talk with her. So stay with us right here on Broadview.
...1270, The Buzz.
The perfect place to relax and unwind.
Garden Shop Nursery.
Fall is the time for changing colors, falling leaves, and celebrations. Hi, this is Marnie Brennan, inviting you to come by and see the beautiful transformation we created to celebrate autumn in Whitby's Gifts and Home Decor. Fall is also an ideal time to plant. Ask one of our master nursery trained professionals to help with any of your planter gardening concerns. Planting trees, shrubs, and perennials is best done with knowledgeable guidance. Our fall gardening classes and events have begun. Find more details online at gardenshopnursery.com. We're open 7 days a week and have been rooted in Reno since 1972. We're located at 3636 Mayberry Drive at the Big White House. Visit us online at gardenshopnursery.com.
Unusually beautiful, Garden Shop Nursery.
Area Dodge. We always have sales specials on most of our Ram trucks and Dodge cars.
Or get MSRP and dealer markup.
We'll save you up to $10,000 or more
on new 2011 Ram trucks.
Like our biggest seller,
the Ram 1500 Series.
As Don Weir promises,
test drive a Ram.
You'll buy a Ram.
Especially at the most competitive prices in the market.
And we have the largest selection of new trucks in stock in Northern Nevada.
So you can be out test driving all day long.
Save up to $7,000
on a new Dodge.
Like the awesome 2011 Dodge Nitro.
And thanks to generous factory rebates and incentives,
we have remarkable reduced prices on all of our Dodge vehicles,
including the all-new and redesigned Dodge Durango,
now available all-wheel drive.
And for more info,
make sure you check us out on Facebook.
Keyword Reno Dodge.
So now more than ever, Don Weir says it all.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OAC, taxes, stock fees not included. Prices after all factory rebates and incentives. See dealer for details. Stock numbers 2-11127-211120.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview on this Saturday. Beautiful day here in Northern Nevada.
It is. It's really nice, huh?
Really
not so
nice
hot
day.
Anymore.
Yeah, feels good. And coming up tonight, brought to you by Tahoe Comedy North, is Pioneer Underground with the biggest little comedy thing ever, ever. And tonight, what is it? Susan Rice is here with us. Yeah. Ladies of Laughter.
It is Ladies of Laughter.
How many ladies are we talking about?
There'll be three. It's myself and Carla Ray. And then a mystery guest.
Oh.
We had a lovely gal last night, but she's not coming back.
How come?
Because we beat her like a bad girl.
Oh, did you really?
Slapped the holy bejesus right out of her.
What? And she said, okay, fine, huh?
She said, no, you guys are mean.
Hey, do you ever, honestly and truly though, Susan, do you ever get someone in that's really offended by some of your jokes or something that's going on?
No.
I
mean, offended by my jokes? No. Offended by me?
I've
possibly.
Already been
possibly.
I was already offended by her. When I went to get her out of the waiting room, she said, are you Lady J? So hang on a second.
And you said, I'm not quite as attractive, I'd say.
Right. Hey.
Well, no, that's not what he said.
No, that's not what he said. What did he say?
He said,
never mind. So where you come from, Susan?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
You're from Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
Love Portland.
Yeah, it's a lovely, lovely city.
So you're not getting as much moisture down here. I can see your hair is like your hair is like a fuzzball.
It is. It's really just. Thanks for saying something.
Yeah, sure.
How's your roots doing?
It's raining. Oh, good girl. Zing.
No, there's not much moisture in this town.
No,
really. No, unless you're at the bar. So